So, of course, one of the big questions here is CDK inhibition in the earlier stage setting, post-neoadjuvant, adjuvant, locally advanced. First of all, are there any situations right now, super high risk, multiple nodes, a lot of residual disease after neoadjuvant therapy, where you would, if you could get it paid for, use the CDK inhibitor off trial?
Generally speaking, no. The one exception I can come up with is, for example, I saw a woman last week who had had an ER-positive breast cancer 11 years ago, developed recurrent disease to her axilla, had two positive lymph nodes on a lymph node dissection that is still ER-positive breast cancer, which is what you would have expected. So she has nodal disease only. It's a nodal recurrence. And she is someone who I suppose one could argue to give chemotherapy to, although the KAELOR data could be used to say that chemotherapy isn't terribly effective in that setting in somebody with ER-positive disease. And beyond that, she was not having chemotherapy for a second and had no interest in receiving it. And she's somebody with recurrent disease to the axilla, where I would consider giving a couple of year course of a CDK4/6 inhibitor with endocrine therapy. But I can't tell you with certainty that, with any certainty whatsoever, that that's better than just using endocrine therapy.
So I feel like almost every possible clinical situation flies by my face through cases that I try to remember. But I know we had a case recently of a patient who really wanted to have breast conservation, and the surgeon was just not happy. They felt like he was not going to get a good cosmetic result. And the doc actually did an Oncotype, and it was low. Actually gave her endocrine therapy, and she ended up responding. But I wonder, again, in a case like that, if you could get it paid for, would it make sense?
I certainly don't think it would be immoral to do it. We have a trial doing just that, although it's a randomized trial.
Really?
So half of the patients get endocrine therapy alone, half get endocrine therapy plus a CDK4/6 inhibitor.
Neoadjuvantly.
Neoadjuvantly.
Wow, awesome.
I think the one thing you can say about it is that it doesn't necessarily require a prolonged course of CDK4/6 inhibition. You'd probably do it for 4 to 6 months. So it's not committing someone to years of therapy necessarily if your real goal is breast conservation. But outside of a trial, I'd be somewhat loath to do it.
I don't know how many people have been on the trial, but any sense yet about whether PathCR might increase?
I think it's probably unlikely that there's going to be a big difference in PathCR. Whether or not there's a difference in breast conservation rate or response or Ki-67, I think, remains to be seen. The hard thing about these low Oncotype tumors is that they're probably not responsive to chemotherapy in the neoadjuvant setting. They're responsive to endocrine therapy, but you don't see a PathCR, and particularly for patients who have very large tumors, you often still are not in a position where you can do breast conservation. That said, we know from the trial that Matt Ellis ran now over a decade ago, in which tamoxifen and letrozole were compared in the neoadjuvant setting in postmenopausal women, that the breast conservation rate, even without PathCR, because there were very few PathCRs in that trial, was substantially higher with letrozole than with tamoxifen. And it was not unrespectable. These were patients who were thought not to be candidates for breast conservation. And if I remember right, about half of them actually became candidates.
Very interesting. So, kind of curious, any guess? I mean, it seems like we never really know, and sometimes we get big surprises, but certainly the day that we start hearing about these adjuvant or neoadjuvant trials potentially could be really a major change in clinical practice in many different points of view, including financial, actually.
My thought exactly.